How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
I got to ask you this first, Abby, because there's a new dating app, and you are. reaction.
Mm-hmm. I've been off of them for 35 days, and I'm loving it.
Not that you're counting, right?
Yeah, obviously, I have a counter being like, it's been 35 days without male attention.
All right, so you have been dating app sober, but there is a new dating app called Tribal. And it's changing the game by blurring the pictures of people you're chatting with for 72 hours.
Immediately, no.
So you are conversing with somebody for 72 hours, but their face is blurred so you can't see what they look like.
Tribal is essentially a friendship and dating app, but it's really based on psychology. And it's all about combating loneliness and improving social connection, trying to use technology in a really positive way. So the profile build and the questions are all around compatibility and values. And that's how people are matched and brought together. And I guess the psychology behind that is having aligned values and really trying to just eliminate that kind of superficial swipe culture.
So that was the creator of the app, Tribal app, Rachel Harker. So would or would not try, Abigail?
Would not try. No, listen, I know there are a lot of women that would find that appealing, but I think that's the problem is that that's the kind of app that appeals to women. But the only way you're going to make it successful is if, and I'm specifically speaking to heterosexual women, because I think that's a predominant audience for dating apps. The only way you're going to make an app successful is if you have a group of available guys who also want to use it. And the reality is men typically shop with their eyes. But I also think women shop with their eyes too. Like there are plenty of guys that on paper or emotionally I'd be compatible with. But in my opinion, love might be blind, but attraction is not. And if you're looking for attraction in your romantic relationship, which I think most people are, I think it is just trying to look past something that we think we should get over. We just think that we shouldn't be going after looks or attraction. And I'm not saying those are everything, but I do think constantly dismissing the attraction piece in relationships is not getting us anywhere.
So that's a hard no.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
Very hard, actually.
In this essay, I will.
All right. So, Rebecca, remind everybody again, how long has it been since you've gone on a date?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's been definitely over a year and a half. It may be close to 2 years. First date this Saturday. It was a big one because, as I said, it's been quite a while. But it's also the first date I've had since battling cancer. So kind of a biggie. A lot on the line, I felt like, or at least I put a lot of pressure on it myself. I talked to you guys about how I was feeling nervous, not because I'm just like kind of an awkward person in general, but because I battled tongue cancer. So I have an interesting, unique tongue now. Part of it has tissue from my wrist, which is fused together to my native tongue, which came with a tattoo free of charge.
It's like a Franken-tongue.
It literally is a Franken-tongue. I mean, it was just like fused together so that I can still use my native tongue. And thank God for modern medicine and science and all that stuff that's way above my pay grade. But yeah, it's a little interesting looking. It's like what I would call a curiosity.
Okay, so, and you were asking us last week, do I or do I not give this guy I'm going on a date with a heads up about my tongue? And yes. I think we all agreed across the board, and you were not here, right, Mo?
I was here the day we spoke about it.
Got it. Okay, so I think all of us across the board, we were like, there's no need to give him like a heads up mm-hmm. or like a text or like, because I think you were communicating through like a dating app, because mm-hmm. that feels like you're making it bigger and you're putting too much pressure. But if it comes up in conversation, then by all means.
Yeah, it's so funny because when I brought the story up, I was like, of course I'm going to message him. Of course I'm going to tell him before the date. That just makes sense to me. And then every single person I talked to was like, do not do that. Don't bring baggage to your first date and like make something kind of like almost worse than it is. So I didn't. I didn't tell him. I didn't message him and be like, beware.
It's a little spooky in there.
My Franken tongue is coming too. Yeah. Okay. But I was it did make me nervous. It made me really nervous because I just didn't know what to expect once we got there. And I took the day Saturday. I really relaxed. I like prepped for the day kind of the whole day, like really gave myself like this nice spa day, took care of myself, did my hair all nice.
Did you do the shower?
Oh my God, I almost fainted in the shower from how hot it was and how long I was in there. Yes, it was the full shower TM trademark. But then suddenly it was like everything started going wrong. I did my makeup. It looked beautiful. I'm putting on mascara. A huge glob hits my cheek and I can't even get it off.
No.
That first horrible red flag. I am driving to the coffee shop. I'm pulling in. There's a perfect spot right in the front. Someone cuts me off and gets there before I do. And I have to find street parking elsewhere. Then I show up and I'm early to the date, which Abby told me not to do. She told me to show up late.
So my pro tip for dates is I think you should always get there 5 to 7 minutes after the start time, because you're hoping the guy is going to show up on time and he's going to figure out all the scary logistical things. Like, where are we going to sit? Are we going to stand in line? Is he going to buy something for me? If you show up about 5 minutes late, it's a respectable time to where he can handle all of that and you can just show up and be your beautiful self.
Mm-hmm. I did the opposite. I showed up like 5 minutes early, so I'm like, whatever, I'll go and get my coffee. This is good. I'll like find a good vantage point and sit there. Get to the cashier. I forgot my wallet.
Are you serious?
I forgot my wallet. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to think I'm doing some like womanly trick.
He's
to
definitely
like,
going to think that. Yeah. I would think that.
Oopsie.
Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Oh, did you now? Oh no.
Oh my God. So I'm standing there. The cashier's looking at me. I'm looking at them and we are just like staring at each other. He walks in behind me. Thankfully, he was very cool with getting my coffee. I didn't let him know that I lost my wallet. That was... It was fine. So we sit down and I'm so nervous. But the date went so well.
It did!
Right. It went amazing.
You sure that just wasn't you jacked up on caffeine?
Maybe. Yeah, I was really drinking the espressos. Very Italian. Yeah, we sat down at like 7 p.m. and got our coffee and sat in this little corner booth. And we literally didn't get up until a barista came by and was like, do you guys need like to-go cups? Because we realized it's 10 p.m. and they're kicking us out.
You were there for 3 hours?
Yes. We talked nonstop for 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, that's a great date.
That is a great date. And not that this even matters, but because this has been the focal point, did the tongue come up in conversation at all?
It didn't come up at all.
This is such a win.
Isn't it so cool? And it's so funny because I kind of screwed up because we were in this little corner and he was sitting to the right of me. So if you're sitting to the right of me, the flap is on display, which is what the little tissue is called. So he could see it. He could 100% see it. He could see the tattoo when I talked. He never brought it up and he still liked me. He saw it and he still liked me and we have a second date today.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.